presented by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 8th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2008 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA AirVenture 2009 in Oshkosh. I'm with Rhett Ross, president of Teledyne Continental. Rhett, it's been a tough year to 18 months for the general aviation industry, and Continental's no exception to that. From where you sit, what do you see developing through the rest of 2009 and into 2010?
Well, I think it's going to continue to be a tough market from the OEM side for us. There are still a lot of planes, both brand new and nearly new, out on the market that are slowing down demand for new aircraft production. However, on the aftermarket side, Continental Motors has taken a very aggressive stance on reconnecting with our customers, the actual person that owns and flies the airplane. This has been actually helping us survive in this market. We've seen some stabilization in our aftermarket engine sales and our spare sales by virtue of some of the activities that we've done.
From a structural and management viewpoint, how have you responded to that at Mobile?
Well, I think like a lot of people, unfortunately, we've had to let a few people go to control costs, but we've also spent a lot of time trying to lean out the factory, bringing in some new manufacturing experts from Mercedes, Chrysler, the automotive sector, to really help us get the factory running the way it's supposed to. This has helped with shortening lead times for engines and shortening lead times for spare parts.
Does a downturn like this have any advantage as far as retooling the factory systems for things like quality control and supply chain management, that sort of thing? And when things slow down, do you have an opportunity to look at that?
We absolutely do, and that's been a major focus. We have retooled and added about $2 million in new capital equipment aimed at production. When you put in new equipment like that, it really does up the quality level because the equipment's more modern, has better tolerance and repeatability control. Vendors, we are working aggressively with our vendors both to try and expand the number that we have so that we have better cost options and quality options, but also working with them to improve their quality as well. When your volumes go down, it is a time for good businesses to reinvest in themselves and really optimize processes.
And speaking of investments, you've introduced here at the show, or you started to talk about some major projects, the turbocharge system, the FADEC, the 94UL project. Those kinds of investments you'll continue to make, they have to go on.
They absolutely do, and we absolutely will. We are pushing engineering an awful lot. It's a good team of people. We want to see advancements in some of our subcomponents, so we are working aggressively with some new projects that we hope to announce at the beginning of the year once we're sure they work. We're also investing in some very unique new technologies on the low-cost electronics side and also on other alternative fuels.
As you look forward to recovery, possibly in later 2009 or 2010, how do you structure a business looking forward to survive these kinds of things in the future? Because aerospace has always been cyclical. Nothing's going to change. Has the depth of the current recession changed the thinking in the way you go about preparing for that?
Well, I came into Continental Motors with a very simple message from my team, growth. That message applies in a downturn as it does in great economic times. As a matter of fact, it's more important in a downturn. We are focusing aggressively, as I said earlier, on reconnecting with the end user, the customer, the actual plane owner. Why? Because we feel that we have a better value proposition on factory engines, whether new or rebuilt, when a customer comes up to engine replacement time. We're working aggressively to help customers understand that value proposition, which begins with you get one price from us. There is no quibbling over cores. There's no quibbling over was it good, was it bad. What you see is what you get. That is helping us now. When the economy starts to turn up, that will only help further. The final thing we've done is if you haven't seen our new genuinecontinental.aero website, we've introduced a new website aimed at reconnecting with the plane owner. One of the most important features right now on that site is a price your engine. You can go in, type in whatever engine model you have, The system will come up with both a new and rebuilt price. That is the price you will pay for that engine guarantee.
Okay, we'll take a look at it. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
I appreciate the time today. You all have a great show now.
We've been speaking with Rhett Ross of Teledyne Continental Motors. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.